You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps the world's leading retailers advance their e-commerce shopping experience with AI. To learn more, visit ownit.co. And Mirakl. Mirakl is the global leader in platform business innovation for e-commerce. Companies like Macy's, Nordstrom, and Kroger use Mirakl to build disruptive growth and profitability through marketplace, dropship, and retail media. For more, visit Mirakl.com. That's Mirakl.com.
Headline one comes to us from Retail Dive. TJX Companies, the world's largest off-price retailer, is poised for significant expansion, potentially adding 1,300 or more additional stores globally in the coming years. This growth is fueled in part by department store closures, providing opportunities for TJX's banners like TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and HomeGoods to fill the gap. In the current year alone, TJX plans to open approximately 141 net new locations, with expansions across various brands including Marmaxx, Home Goods, and Sierra. The company sees potential for growth not only in the U.S. but also in Canada, Europe, and Australia, where it plans to add stores. Analysts also highlight the potential for expansion in newer banners like Sierra and HomeSense, as well as in international markets. Despite challenges in the retail landscape, TJX remains optimistic about its growth prospects, aiming to capitalize on market share opportunities and continued demand for off-price retail. Headline 2 comes to us from Footwear News. Boot Barn is steadily progressing towards its goal of opening 900 stores across the United States by 2030, with the recent opening of its 400th store in Vallejo, California. This achievement reflects the company's commitment to expanding its presence and connecting with customers across the country. In fiscal 2024 alone, Boot Barn opened 55 stores, maintaining a pace of over one store opening per week. CEO Jim Conroy expressed pride in reaching this milestone, emphasizing the loyalty of Boot Barn customers and the demand for its offerings in new markets. Conroy highlighted the strong performance of new stores, which are generating higher first-year sales volumes compared to historical averages. Looking ahead, Boot Barn aims to continue its expansion efforts, with plans to open approximately 500 more stores in the United States, maintaining a pace of adding 15% new units annually. Despite reporting a decrease in sales for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2024, partially attributed to a shorter reporting period compared to the previous year, Boot Barn achieved a slight increase in net sales for the full fiscal year, demonstrating resilience and ongoing growth. Headline 3 comes to us from a CFPB blog post. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has issued an interpretive rule clarifying that buy now, pay later lenders are considered credit card providers, thereby requiring them to adhere to certain legal protections and rights applicable to traditional credit cards. This includes ensuring consumers have the right to dispute charges and request refunds for products purchased using buy now, pay later loans. The buy now, pay later industry has experienced significant growth in recent years, offering consumers the option to make purchases and installments without accruing interest. However, concerns have arisen regarding consumer protections, particularly regarding refunds and disputes. The CFPB's inquiry into the industry found that buy now, pay later products are often used as substitutes for traditional credit cards, offering similar payment processing and credit services. Under the interpretive rule, buy now, pay later lenders are required to investigate disputes initiated by consumers, pause payment requirements during investigations, issue credits when necessary, and refund returned products or canceled services. Consumers must also receive periodic billing statements, similar to those provided for traditional credit card accounts. The CFPB's inquiry into the buy now, pay later industry has highlighted the importance of extending consumer protections to ensure fair treatment and transparency in financial transactions. The agency is soliciting public comments on the interpretive rule to gather feedback and inform further regulatory actions in this evolving market. That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.